From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the programme. It's good to have you tuning in as Gospel Minister and Evangelist in Coleraine, the Reverend Roger Higginson, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
I'm going to read some verses today from Psalm 23, the most well-known of all the 150 Psalms within our English Bible, and yet at the same time a Psalm that is often too little taken to heart. It's a Psalm that is either read or sung at virtually every church funeral you could go to. And yet how many are there today really who can fully identify with what the psalmist David was speaking about whenever he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I wonder, can you really say that today? David could certainly say it. And we think of David's background. He was the youngest son of Jesse. He was a keeper of sheep. He was skilled in the harp. He was also skilled with the sling and the stone. But being the youngest member of that family, he wouldn't have had the same privileges that his older brothers would have had. And yet, in spite of this background, David came to a strong belief. He came to believe that God was his Saviour. He came to believe that the Lord was his shepherd. He came to trust in the Lord. He could say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," or "I shall not lack," or "The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need." His belief. And then we think of his behaviour. David said in Psalm 101, verse number 2, "I will behave myself wisely." You see, David's belief led to a change in his behaviour. And the Apostle Paul said, "If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new." And whenever a person has embraced the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour and as their shepherd, and they have believed on him, it always, if they have genuinely believed, leads to a change in behaviour. And then the result of this belief and this behaviour was a tremendous blessing. David knew blessing in his life because the Lord was his shepherd. It's a blessed thing to know the shepherd. I don't know how people cope without him, apart from following on blindly, just hoping all will work out. But what a blessing it is to know the shepherd. The Lord wept over the city of Jerusalem, and he was moved with compassion. Matthew 9 and verse 36 said he was moved with compassion whenever he saw the multitudes because they fainted. They were depressed and stressed, and they were scattered abroad. They were divided and aimless. They were like sheep. They were lost. They had gone astray, and they had no shepherd, no hope, no direction, and no purpose. And because of this, the Lord was moved with compassion. I ask you again, is the Lord your shepherd? As we think about our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ today, I just want to look at the shepherd, my shepherd, and I trust your shepherd as well, in three different lights. First of all, John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse number 11. Listen to the words of our Saviour. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. My shepherd is the good shepherd. And here we have one of the I am sayings of Christ. He says, I am the good shepherd. I am the door. I am the light of the world. I am the true vine. I am the way. I am the resurrection and the life. And here we have, I am the good shepherd. And that word good there literally means intrinsically good. It means pure, spotless. It means good by its very nature. Now the scripture says there is none that doeth good, no, not one. And that puts us all of humanity into the same basket. All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. But there was one that did good. And it was the Son of God. And God the Son. And as we think about the Good Shepherd, there's a few things that I would like you to notice today about the Good Shepherd. The first thing is this. The Good Shepherd loves the sheep. Luke chapter 15, the Lord told a parable about a certain shepherd that had 100 sheep. Whenever they were closed in for the night and he counted them, he got to 99 and realized that one of the sheep had gone astray. It had gone missing. And yet he loved that one sheep that had gone astray. It wasn't enough for that shepherd to rest in the fact that he had 99 sheep within the fold. The fact that one had gone astray moved him with compassion to go out and seek it. Why? Because he loved that one sheep. And the Lord loves his sheep. It's a contrast to the hirelings of the Lord's day. There were many under-shepherds and they were only in it for the money. The scribes and the Pharisees and the chief priests, the Lord said that they were hirelings. He said that they were thieves and robbers and a generation of vipers and a bunch of hypocrites and blind leaders of the blind and whited sepulchres. They didn't really have a love for the sheep. But yet the Lord, the Good Shepherd, loves the sheep. And something else about the Good Shepherd is that the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. We read this in John 10 and verse 11. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And we notice on in the chapter that he does this willingly. I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received from my Father. He lays down his life willingly for the sheep. It's a demonstration of his love. 1 John 3:16, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he lays down his life for us. He died on that cross that our sins could be forgiven. He loves the sheep. He lays down his life for the sheep. John 15:4 says he looks for the sheep. Whenever that shepherd discovers that one of the 100 sheep has gone missing, he leaves the 99 in the wilderness, safely locked in. And then he goes after the sheep that has gone astray. And that's what Jesus Christ came to do. The scripture says there's none that doeth good, and yet he's good. The scripture says there's none that seeketh after God, and yet the Lord seeks after us. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. I wonder, sinner, today, have you been found of the Lord? Has the Lord found you? Has the Lord come and sought you, and have you been drawn to the Lord? Are you saved today? You're like a sheep that's going astray, and you need the Lord in your life. Something else about the Good Shepherd lifts the sheep. Luke 15:5 says, whenever that shepherd finds that sheep that is lost, he lifts it, he lays it upon his shoulders, and he rejoices that he has found the sheep that has gone astray. The Lord is glad whenever souls are saved. If you were to be converted today and trust the Lord and call upon the Lord, there would be rejoicing not only in the heart of the Father, but also in the heart of the Son, and there would be joy amongst the presence of angels if you were to repent of your sin. The Lord lifts the sheep. David could testify to this. He says, he lifted me out of an horrible pit, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings. And the thought about the shepherd lifting the sheep is that the sheep is kept secure. It's laid upon the shepherd's shoulders, and the Lord bears his people upon his heart and carries them upon his shoulders. And then the good shepherd also leads the sheep. My sheep, he said, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The psalmist David said, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The Lord, it says in John 10 and 14, it says he knows his sheep, and his sheep know him, and they follow the voice of the shepherd. In Eastern culture, the shepherd doesn't drive the sheep. He leads the sheep. And the scripture says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, even they are the sons of God. Can you say for sure that you're following the shepherd today? That the Lord's leading you and you're following him, and you can testify to this wonderful reality in your life day by day? And then the last thing about the good shepherd. The good shepherd not only loves the sheep and lays down his life for the sheep and looks for the sheep and lifts the sheep and leads the sheep, but he also locks the sheep in. John 10 verse 7 said, Jesus saith unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. He is the actual door of the sheepfold. You see, the Eastern shepherd had this sheepfold, and there was a small gap, and that was the gate, that was the way in, and that was the way out. But rather than having a gate of wood or iron or even stone on it, the shepherd himself became the door. There was no way into the sheepfold but by the shepherd. He was the door. Jesus said, I am the door. He's the only way into heaven, the only way into the kingdom of God. And then not only does he provide the way in, but once we're in, he's able to keep us in. And he secures us and locks us into God's salvation. And then the other blessing about that is that nothing comes my way, but it comes by him first. The good shepherd dies for the sheep. He lays down his life. Friend, you understand how great your need of salvation is, and that there's nothing else in all the world that can take sin away apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. He lays down, he dies for the sheep. The good shepherd dies for the sheep. And then next week we'll consider the great shepherd who lives for the sheep. And then, God willing, the next Lord's Day we'll consider the chief shepherd who is coming again for the sheep. But can I ask you today, as we said at the start, can you say, the Lord is my shepherd? Cry unto him. Give him your heart and give him your life. Ask the Lord today to save even you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT521WR. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT521WR. You may hear Reverend Higginson preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. at his church here in Coleraine on the Cloyfen Road, just at the Bushmills roundabout. For further information, you may phone us on 7032-0266, 7032-0266. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services, and we look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.